This is the Composer's Datebook for November 23rd. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1934, after 10 intense rehearsals, the Mexico Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Carlos Chavez, gave the premiere of the Symphony No. 2 by American composer Aaron Copland. Copland's second was titled The Short Symphony, but there was a lot packed into its 15-minute duration, said Copland. The Short Symphony's preoccupation is with complex rhythms combined with clear textures. Sonority-wise, the most rhythmically complex moments have a certain lightness and clarity. Shortly after its Mexican introduction, said Copland, the piece was announced for an American premiere by Leopold Stokowski with the Philadelphia Orchestra, but was never given. A similarly announced performance by the Boston Symphony under Koussevitzky was also canceled. Both told me subsequently that they had announced performances because they had admired the work, but that the composition was so intricate from a rhythmic standpoint that they dared not attempt a performance within the allotted period. In 1937, Copland recast his Short Symphony as a chamber sextet, leaving the music fundamentally unchanged, but rearranging the score to make it less challenging for performers. It wasn't until the 1980s, decades after its Mexican premiere, that Copland's symphony was performed by American orchestras in its original form. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.